Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Oh, I think it's safe to say I don't want to move. I don't know.
Full.
Full. And even if I'm not full, I'm going to be full again later on today. There's no doubt about it.
You know what? I like somebody who has goals and aspirations, and you didn't let yesterday's comatose food state thwart you from your goals of eating again.
I shall not be thwarted. There will be no thwarting going on around here. Don't you dare try and thwart me. I am going to lay here. And you know what I'm not going to do?
What's that?
Burn it off. I'm not exercising that.
You're not going
to
do it?
No, I'm going to sit there with some dedication, and I am going to put more food into my body, and then I'm going to lay there, and I'm going to watch what Antoine tells me to watch. That's all I'm going to do. Does that count as exercise? I think it does.
I think it counts.
If you just roll from one side to the other.
I mean, I'll tell you what I am doing. I'm exercising my right to do this. So that
there you go.
That seems like the word. It had the word exercise in it. So that feels like I'm exercising here. So you know what? As you're laying around as a big blob today and all this weekend, you want to watch stuff. That's good. We like that.
And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know who I am with this Binge Watch Weekend.
Oh, man.
This is really out of my comfort zone. I think I'm still like in a food coma from yesterday. So
okay.
Because everything I'm suggesting today are things that I typically don't like, but I'm actually excited to watch.
Are you picking the street food show on Netflix? It's all about tacos. Is that what we have here?
No, we're not going that far.
Okay.
Now we're getting just ludicrous here.
Okay, look, that's a good show, by the way, the taco show.
I'll never find out. All right. This Binge Watch Weekend is all musicals.
Oh, God.
And I'm not a huge fan of musicals.
Musicals.
See, Monica says musicals, but watch this.
Okay.
One of the Binge Watch Weekend movies that I want you guys to check out is on Netflix. It's brand new. And not only is it musical, it's Christmas themed. It's called Jingle Jangle.
Jingle Jangle.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Monica, you even started this or did you watch the whole thing?
I started it.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound positive. You didn't like it?
You know what, I mean, but for someone else, you know, it works for them. For
you
me,
know what she's saying,
it was
Antoine,
a kid that started singing. And
for
I said,
a less
I can't,
inferior
can't.
Human, this is perfectly acceptable.
You said when the kid started singing, that's when you were done?
Oh, yeah. It just pierced my brain, and I said, done. I told the kids, I said, nope, we're not watching it.
As somebody who played the clarinet as a kid, I would have thought that you were used to ear-piercing terrible noises.
Exactly. You know, she's been bringing ugly noises to the world for so many years.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to throw my clarinet at me.
But I am super excited. I'm actually really excited to watch this because of the cast. It's Jingle Jangle. It's a musical about a Christmas toy creator whose apprentice years ago stole one of his inventions and became the new toy creator, et cetera, et cetera.
So, because you don't want to use real toy names, that apprentice stole the Tickle Me Smelmo? Is that what
we have? Something like that.
Okay.
And so the original toy creator, you know, down on his luck, blah, 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 one of his younger family members gives him the inspiration to create a brand new toy, a brand new invention that the apprentice tries to steal. So it's a whole bunch of this back and forth. It's really family friendly.
Finally, I will get rich and I'll get back at that son of a apprentice.
Felicia Rashad. And I can't, his name. I'm having a brain fart right now. Good. What his name? I'm looking at him right now. He was in.
Garv Tavlin.
No.
Blam Tingle Troffer.
Oh, nope. I'm typing. I have to. I'm so upset that I don't.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker.
That was my next guess.
Yes. I will not tell you what I Googled to figure out who it was, but I knew what to Google. All right. Hey, Forrest Whitaker. And he's Academy Award winning.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Keegan Key.
Oh,
from
great.
Key and Peele.
Cool.
He's the apprentice in it. It's a really good cast.
For everybody but Monica, this is a great movie. That's what this sounds like. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me try this musical for Monica then. Maybe that's what my goal is, to win Monica over.
Uh-huh.
Good luck.
This musical, and that's on Netflix, by the way. This musical is on Hulu. It's called Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. This is Johnny Depp.
Right. This was sort of, it was like after Edward Scissorhands.
And I like Johnny Depp.
Yes.
It's kind of like Edward Scissorhands-y a little bit, but also musically. And a lot of people liked Sweeney Todd back in the day.
This one was really, I really enjoyed this one. Johnny Depp plays a barber whose wife basically got stolen by a judge. An evil judge pretty much kidnapped his wife.
Yeah.
And so Johnny Depp's goal from then on was to kill anybody that had anything to do with it. So gotcha. He would invite them to his barbershop, and it was time to do the close shave to their face. He'd slit their throat. But not only... Not only would he slit their throat, the blood would then go from the chair to the kitchen. They would put that blood in the pies and then sell the pies.
Can I just point out that Monica chimed in when you said slit their throats? She was like, oh, that, yes, I saw,
I remember.
That.
Yeah. Nothing else. Johnny Depp, yeah. The name of it,
didn't
the
ring
barber,
a bell.
The blood.
Barber slit throat. She's like, oh, that, yes, of course. Love that movie. Wow. All right, so Monica, did you like that?
I liked it. Yeah. Right. So that was
there's a lot of death. There's a lot of death in that one.
Well, you know, anytime there's a lot of death, now she feels good in the musical. Okay, one final musical in the Binge Watch Weekend.
All right, and this is Sweeney Todd's a throwback, but this is also a throwback, an award-winning throwback on Amazon Prime, Dreamgirls. This stars Beyonce, Beyonce Knowles, Jennifer Hudson, and Annika Rose. I can't remember how to pronounce her middle name. And Jamie Foxx and Eddie Murphy.
I tell you what, you know what you heard in Monica's tone there was, aw crap, you named two out of the three musicals that I enjoyed. Look at that.
Yeah, buddy. Mm-hmm.
Dreamgirls.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
We're not ruining
just
it.
Like, just like Jingle Jangle, I'd turn you off if I could. Nope, we're not doing that. Here's some ears.
Oh, there she goes.
Oh, just faded away.
She's just gone.
Come on. y'all turn the music off.
Okay, look, you know what? If a mouth was a clarinet, there it is. That's you. You just had clarinet come out your throat. Okay, so it's a musical edition of the Binge Watch Weekend.
So,
run it down.
Netflix, we have Jingle Jangle. Hulu, we have Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. And on Amazon Prime, we have Dreamgirls.
And I'll tell you what, to bring it all together, I feel like if you're sitting there watching these musicals today and you kind of do this with your arms, you know, where you put your arm out like this when you're trying to sing, that was exercise. That counted as exercise. You're done. It's like you went to the gym. K92MorningThang.com if you want the reminders or the trailers or the links or whatever it is for Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.